This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. Got to get a getting. And start another week. Day is Tuesday, I believe. Yes, sir. Old Dan, day is Tuesday. And we're looking at this study, folks, on the second coming of the Lord. We've been there about 8 weeks now, several 8 weeks. And we're looking today in the second coming along with the resurrection. That's right. And we saw there in our last study all of those things, talking about everyone in his own company at the resurrection, the first from the last. The first one to be born, first one to ever been saved will be first in the resurrection. This also sends us back, really, to Abel, who first wrote the history or the story of redeeming blood outside of the garden there of Eden when he came with the lamb to the altar, and which was a picture, listen, which was a picture of him, the crucified one, now glorified Lamb of God, all in that age be raised in company with Abel. When a company will come forth in the glories of the resurrection morning, time marches on. Then we see Enoch amid all the wickedness and iniquity of the age before the flood, Enoch walked with the Lord. Isn't that a gracious story? I tell folks like this. The scripture says that Enoch walked with the Lord, and I believe in my own mind they were walking one evening and late in the cool of the evening, and Lord was talking to Enoch. I don't know what about. You don't either. And it got a little bit late, and the Lord said, Enoch, it's too late to go back home. Come on, go home with me. Oh, my friend, the Lord took him. Without dying, he shall not rise from the dead, but he'll be in that company of those who shall rise and will stand forth transfigured in his glorified body. What a company that will be in fellowship with Enoch when they come forth from the graves. Oh, those folks will see Enoch. But my folks, let's just be practical. Then there's Noah, that old preacher of righteousness. I love old Noah. I do, my friend. I love old Noah. And one of these days when we get to heaven, one of these days, I believe we'll learn a lot more. Don't you like to just be down to earth, folks? Don't you like to do that? It's not a mystery. It's not a mystery, really. But we'll be there in glory with all of the saints who have been raised from the dead. And I believe I'll get to talk to old brother Noah. Oh, maybe have that old long beard. I don't know, but my friend, he over 100 years he preached the gospel. Preached the gospel, my friend. I look at my ministry here, our ministry here, not many being saved, one here and one there. But I think about Brother Noah. He preached there for over 100 years, and nobody was saved except his 3 sons and their 3 wives. Oh, my friend, I get discouraged when you folks don't come on to know the Lord. I get discouraged when you folks don't call me and say, Pastor, I appreciate the work. Pastor, I'm going to support the work because I know you're getting out the gospel. I get disappointed, my friend. But old Noah, he just kept on a preaching and kept on a building. Building on the ark, preaching day by day. And I believe those folks who heard him rejected the preaching. Oh, my friend, I don't even want to talk about where those folks are today. But he preached the gospel of blood redemption while building the ark and thereby condemned the world and warned a mocking, scoffing generation of the judgment to come. And that's what we do here. The Old Trailblazer, the Voice of Truth broadcast, radio missions going out all over the world. We're warning folks, my friend, and folks won't have it. I have folks write me occasionally and say, I don't want your blood and guts religion, Trailblazer. I don't want to talk about hell, Trailblazer. Well, my friend, oh, they scoff and they make fun. But listen, Noah lived on both sides of the flood and died in faith with all other believers of his age. Then they shall arise in their own peculiar company, every man in his own order. That's not hard to believe. You know, God's order will be orderly, my friend. There's no confusion there. I loved the military when I was there because it was no confusion. Surely So folks griped about things, regulations, and order and those things. And maybe I did. But my friend, I recognized, and I realized, and I was appreciated the order, the military order. One of the things that I say here often, maybe I don't say it enough, that I believe every young man, I do, I believe every young man comes out of high school or quits high school or drops out, ought to serve a year, maybe two, in the military. Now, peacetime now, not no draft or anything. I believe we ought to create that. You know why I do that? Because they learn to obey. They learn to obey. And when I was in there in boot camp, everybody had to say, yes, sir, no, sir. I didn't have to learn that. My dad taught me that. Oh, he did. And another thing, while we had it here, I don't believe that the Lord intended for women to be in the military. Now, that's just my opinion. I don't fuss at you if you think otherwise. And I know that the Lord never called a woman to preach. I know that because the Scripture says that. I base my opinion on the Scripture. The Apostle Paul said, if you're going to be a preacher, you got to be the husband of one wife. You can't be a husband of one wife. Now, with just all this junk that we got now with these two women marrying each other, maybe that's the way it is, my friend. But anyhow, you know my opinion. Then, let's get back. Then we behold the patriarchs. We saw at Noah and all of those, but now we see the patriarchs. What a separate and wondrous company that will be. Abraham, the father of the faithful. Isaac, who one day yielded to his father's uplifted knife, in confidence that though he would die, the Lord would raise him from the dead. Then there's old Jacob. Oh, the old supplanter. He's an old rascal. Old Jacob was a rascal. Go read the story there, my friend. And who became Israel later on, the Prince of God, leaning on his staff with his face towards the east, caught up in a gleam of the coming of eternal morning when our Lord should return, and said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh come. In this company you will find Joseph, who, when he was dying, told him to wrap up his bones in an Egyptian coffin, and when they should return back to the promised land, to place his bones in the cave of over there. These old patriarchs who lived by faith, died in hope, shall rise from the dead in their own company with all believers. And when we will come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of their father. Isn't that going to be great? Don't you like to just meditate upon those times, my friend? Are you looking forward to that time? I am. Humanly speaking, I'm not going to be here long. Folks tell me, oh, you're going to live another 20 years, Pastor. I hope not. No, I hope not, my friend. Listen, time marches on. Let's get back to our study. Time marches on. And we find men such as Moses, who stood on Sinai's height as it shook and trembled as he received the law. One who beheld the finger of the living God as he wrote the Ten Commandments. Can you imagine what a blessed man Moses was, my friend? Moses, who was hidden in the cleft of the rock, saw the glory of the Lord pass by faith looked down through the centuries and saw the incarnate God who should walk amid the sons of men. Yes, Moses, who yonder on Nebo's heights was rocked asleep in the arms of our Lord. Moses, who appeared with the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses, who will witness on this earth during the tribulation period and die once more, shall be raised in his own company or in his own order. In this company with Moses, we'll find Aaron, his priestly sons, and Joshua, the captain of the Lord's host, who led the children of Israel through the divided waters of the swelling Jordan. These and all those associated with him who lived and died in unfaltering faith, whose spiritual eye caught the vision of the crucified one, all of these shall rise together in their own order. Christ, the first fruits. And there, then those who are Christ at his coming. But every man in his own order. Are you going to be there, my friend? Can I just take a break here a moment and ask you, are you going to be there? You know, we sang that song, When the Saints Go Marching In. Oh, my friend, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know anything about those things. Then we're going to get back. We have just a minute or two left. We come down to the age of the prophets. And we see that they will rise in their own company. There'll be old Isaiah, who wrote the 53rd chapter. Gives us a picture of blood redemption in Christ. With him, there'll be the weeping prophet, Jeremiah, with his face washed in tears, looking towards the resurrection. Oh, looking towards Jerusalem. Saw it by faith, trampled underfoot. But one day saw the coming of the Messiah. The one who should rule will be in that company. Yes, in that company will be old Daniel, who looked down through 2,500 years of human history and gave us prophetic view of the world's history until it should end in the Valley of Decision at the Battle of Armageddon, when Christ would come forth to reign and rule for 1,000 years. Then all be raised in that company and stand forth as living witnesses of blood redemption in Christ and the trophies of his marvelous sovereign free grace. Yes, they shall rise in their own company, all of them coming orderly. Then we see Hosea and Amos and Joel, who wrote the history of the Jews, and their centuries, yes, centuries of wanderings, my friend. Oh, my friend. And foresaw the gathering together in their own land, when the Gentile nations would beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. When our Lord shall come and reign, and every man will sit under his own vine and fig tree in peace. Yes, all these prophets down to Malachi, which closes the pages of the Old Testament writing. And the Son of Righteousness, who shall rise with healing in his wings. But they died in faith, embracing the promises of God, embracing the promises of hope, that they would rise from the grave at the coming of the Lord. I'll tell you a good subject, good study before tomorrow. Go there and read the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Go there and read it slowly, and maybe read it over a couple of times tonight before you go to bed. Read that 11th chapter of Hebrews. Oh, my friend, what a gracious thing that the Lord saw fit to leave us his word. You know, we have all of these other false religions, I call them. They don't have anything, my friend. No, they don't. They don't. They don't have a thing in the world but just a demon, whatever it takes, my friend. But we have God's word written by the finger of God, just like he wrote the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. But let's close up for today, Dan, and get on back to the next appointment, and we'll find somebody standing around down there at the water tank by the old railroad station. Two or three guys standing around there loading cross ties on an old car. But folks, remember, the old Trailblazer will be back tomorrow. Wish you would sit down and write me. Tell me if you're appreciating these studies. And they'll all be on CDs if you'd like to have them. We'll quote you a price. And remember, my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye, and God bless you.